Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Listen, we have a lot to be doing.
We actually do.
I
have to go to Crumlin.
Today.
I have to go to the dentist. I have to go to the shop. I have to cut the grass.
Yeah.
I have loads to be doing, right? I can't be sitting here entertaining you.
We've done loads.
We just
today.
Did 3 hours.
3 hours, yeah. I need to throw a wash on.
And you're going boxing?
I've got boxing at 5:30, yeah, but I need sleep before then or else I won't make it again.
Me and Emma wore the same hoodie today.
We did.
We have the exact same hoodie.
And we sound the same because we both have snots in our noses.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks, guys.
You enjoy your weekend.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good luck.
Wake up.
Let's go. Wake up.
Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged.
Let's go.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Get a smile on that face. It's going to be another cracker and it's Friday. All good. Have you indulged in any ice cream of any form yet this little mini summer that we're having?
I had a Mars bar ice cream yesterday.
So did I.
Oh my
they
God.
Are the best.
Savage. Absolutely unbelievable.
They're the classiest ice creams. I'm so weird that
the
you
classest.
Said that. The classiest ice creams of all time. The lowest calories.
Seriously?
It's bizarre. That's what myself and my former housemate Emer discovered many years ago. It was like, no, like you can have two. It's like 120.
They are tiny. In
the
fairness.
Mars ones.
Yeah, the Mars
ones. They're chomp like.
Do you think the ones when you get them in like the little multi packs, they're quite small?
No. But even from like the like individual ones that are a bit longer.
In the shop.
120 calories or something.
Not bad
at
they
all.
They are class. They're unreal.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I always get sad if I look in a fridge in a shop and they don't have the Mars ones. I'm like, damn it.
I rarely ever see them. There's only one shop that I know that actually sells the
really
the multiples. And apart from that, you're not getting them.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
What I thought. But yeah, top tier.
This is so like, have you had a 99? But did you?
No. Not yet.
I did the other day. It was amazing. Do you know what I did? I was disgusted with myself for being one of these people. But I was finished a hot walk around Marley Park. And the van was there and I said, you know what?
You got a puppuccino, didn't you?
I didn't get a puppuccino.
Oh, thank God.
I got a little 99 for myself and then I said, sure, the poor fella.
Yeah.
Giving out. So I was like, we'll just throw a drop into a little pot.
A little drop of ice cream for Seamus, the dog.
He was obsessed with himself. I paid the price later, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Bit young for that, I think. The digestive system wasn't ready for amount.
Shouldn't have started him on liquids,
No, not so early. Listen, enjoy the sun. Maybe wear shorts to work. I don't know. It's going to be
go wild.
Alex Warren and Ella Henderson now. You're on Spin. This era will soon be behind him. Looking forward to seeing what kind of style of music he does next. That is The Weeknd and Cry For Me on Spin. You're with Emma and Dave. Friday morning, what's crack?
Good morning and welcome to The Weeknd, everybody. Thank God you finally did it. Well done. I want to talk to you about yesterday because yesterday kicked off the Masters.
Oh, yes.
The golf. And you can watch it with a Now Sports membership. But I texted my dad a picture of me watching the golf and I said, Happy Masters Day. And he was like, Happy Masters Day. He's just so excited.
Do you know what I saw the other day? I witnessed with my own two eyes.
What?
Naked eyes. I was walking around outside Marley Park and there was a guy who had his golf clubs like waiting for a spin home and the clubs were just sitting there beside him like in the bag thing. Carrier yoke.
Yeah. Golf bag.
He was there in thin air. Just
practicing
a swing.
That's a very normal thing.
As he was like on the main road, obviously waiting for a lift. Thought that was a bit odd, no?
That's a very normal thing.
Really?
People would do that in their sitting room. My dad would at random points just get up and with no club in his hand just start swinging.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, just to check okay. fun. But the Masters is obviously like the biggest tournament of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens at Augusta National Golf Club, which is in Georgia, in the USA. Now, the thing about this National Golf Club is it's very exclusive.
Yeah.
And it's very traditional and it's very... You know, it's not very rigid. They have to. They stay true to their traditions and to their rules, and you can't break them.
Okay.
So there's a lot of weird ones as well because
they're kind of old school rules.
Because they're very old school. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Now some of them are interesting, but some of them seem completely pointless to me. And I'm sure every time the Masters comes around, you hear about the weird and wonderful rules. But maybe you haven't, so I'm going to go through them. They are not called fans or spectators. Who go and watch the Masters, they are called patrons, and the commentators must refer to them at all times as patrons.
What does the word patron actually mean?
I think it means you're a paying customer.
Right, basically. Okay.
There's no running, even if the best golfer in the world gets a hole in one or whatever, then you're still not allowed to run.
What's their issue with running?
They just don't like it. You can walk briskly or you're out.
Right, okay.
There's no phones, zero tolerance on phones, no calls, no pictures, no, you know, sneaky peeks at Twitter or whatever. You'll be escorted off the grounds if they catch you. So that's quite interesting. But because of the no phones thing, obviously you have to use cash. Mm. But the food prices are basically from the 1980s. So you get like cheesesteaks for like $2.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, and like burgers like $1.50.
Ah.
Like that. So that's kind of weird and wonderful, but I do enjoy that.
Of course.
There's no autographs on the course. Whatever you think, you can just go up and ask for an autograph. You can't. You can do it in designated areas and outside the tournament hours, which are the always
so the golfers will avoid those areas at all
exactly,
costs.
Exactly, yeah. The patrons aren't allowed to wear their hats backwards.
Right.
And they're not allowed to wear cargo shorts. They have to dress as if they're going for dinner with their granny. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, they have to be
smart
dressed well.
Dress.
Yeah, smart
okay.
dress. There's a lot of banned words on air. You'll never hear the commentator say the fairway or anything like that. It's called the second cut or something like that. Do you know what I mean? It's not called the you know the fairway or it's gonna,
yeah.
I don't even think it's called like the green or anything. It's just there's all a lot of weird words, but the broadcasters can't call the crowd their patrons, as I said, and they aren't allowed to say things like the back nine or the second nine. They have specific words for
right,
which
okay.
you can use on any other golf course, by the way. There's a giant fence around Augusta, so no animals can get in like all the years that they've been running. I think they've seen one deer, but even golfers and patrons who go are like, I haven't even seen a bird. So I don't know what they're doing.
Oh God, I don't want to know.
But it's kind of scary. Well,
that's an interesting step back in time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's bizarre. But do you know what? I was sitting there yesterday and I was in Pippa's and she was doing a bit of work. So I was just sat there in the sitting room and I was watching the golf and I was just loving it. It's just so nice and it's so green. It's so lovely. And I wish I could play. I really did. Really therapeutic. But I was just watching. I was so at peace and we went to an ad break and I just had a little bit of a snooze and Pippa came in. She's like, you're falling asleep on the couch watching the golf. You are my dad. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm my dad.
That's the future, baby.
That's the future. And God, I love it.
Yeah, bring it on. It's not too bad, is it?
Not too bad at all.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Emma and Dave, it's Friday morning. Hope you're well.
Hey, good morning.
So look, if you've listened to the show for a while, you'll probably on many occasions heard me banging on about my housemate, Emer. So Emer moved out 5 or 6 weeks ago now. And the few times that she's called to the house since then, her whole vibe is just different,
yeah.
right? When she walks into the house, obviously for her, it's a weird one to come back being like, I don't live here anymore.
Of course.
The house has changed quite a bit since she was there, obviously, because you can kind of put your own stamp on things because we lived with another guy as well. So now it's just myself, my boyfriend Jack, blah, blah, blah.
Which is so funny though, because like, as I was telling you yesterday, I have a mate called Emma who used to live with us and she moved out to move back home. And she still comes up to Dublin to get her hair done. She comes up to Dublin to get her nails done.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
Where does she live? What county?
Clare.
What?
I think it's just an excuse to walk into the house.
Really?
She still has a key.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I will come home and she is lying on the couch watching telly. I'm like, you don't live here.
See, this is the thing. I wish my Emer would do this. I tried to say this before she left. Please. Come and go as you please.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is, she was living in that house before I even moved in.
This is your house.
This is her house, and that's what I wanted to keep. So, anyway, it was just the two of us last night, and she said, I'll sleep over. And I was like, yes! You go back to your old room. It's all like, you know, a little bit different now and all the rest. But like, you have your own room and everything. So as she walked in last night, I deliberately tried to test her.
Yeah.
I said, the door is open. Because the last few times she's called, she rings the doorbell. And I'm like, would you stop ringing the doorbell? I deliberately told you to keep the keys so you wouldn't do this. It's weird to be like, hiya. Yeah, come in. Like, what are you doing? So I deliberately said, the door is open. And as soon as she walked in and we were sitting at the back, I was like, some ground rules from here on out, please, if we agree.
Yeah.
Seriously, no more knocking. You have a key. Just come in. I'm expecting you.
She kept the key anyway, did she?
I told her to keep the key. She was like, I was like, no, keep the key, Emer.
Okay.
Keep the key, all right?
Why do you want this?
Because I just don't like the new dynamic of it being different.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the best of, like, both worlds.
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't want her to feel awkward in a house that was her home for so long. Do you know what I mean? No.
I would probably feel more awkward making myself feel like it was still my home. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And it's like, honestly, the person here who probably feels most awkward is Emer. But I'm like, please, just walk in. So I said, don't even, you know, this is the thing I've noticed the last few times she's visited. She'll just drop in a little mention of, I'm just going to the loo. What are you telling me? I mean, what do you mean? Go to the toilet. I mean, you're weirdo.
So she doesn't think that you're just, she's just walking around your house.
I've just go to the loo.
I don't care, Emer.
Stop telling me that you need to go to the toilet. Just go to the toilet. Don't ask if you can have a cup of tea or food or, you know, do you mind if I throw on a slice of toast? Just go.
Yeah.
Will you just throw something on for yourself, please? You know, when you leave.
You want her to come in, no knocking, straight in the door, morning, Emma, throw her jacket onto the couch,
yeah,
go in and make a dinner.
Oh, that made me feel so much more comfortable. Like, things haven't changed that much. I can't cope with change. Don't sit on the couch awkwardly and uncomfortably.
Mm.
Last night I said, see that couch? Yeah, like the way it used to be, that's your one. And see that one? Yeah, like the way it used to be, that's my one. And stop sitting there with your legs crossed.
Yeah. Oh, the place looks lovely.
She said that. She said, the place is spotless. I was like, oh, shut up. It's just because it's just like me, Seamus, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I was thrilled because by the end of last night, I did all the things I had to do. We mentioned Mara's ice cream earlier on. That was like our thing. Stand there and have Mara's ice cream, throw your legs up on the couch and relax.
It's a dream.
And there are the new rules.
Very good.
She's still there this morning.
She's still there this morning.
She's like, will I get up?
She got the rollers in the hair, curry on the telly.
I said, she was, will I leave when you're leaving? Oh, shut up. Stay in bed.
Lock up.
Have a shower. Exactly. Sort the dog. Clean up a wee if there's one in the kitchen. And I'll see you later.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Lisa, Doja Cat, Ray and Born Again on Spin with Emma and Dave. You know what I didn't realise? I feel so late to the party on this. Lisa has actually broken away from Blackpink. She's a solo artist now.
Yes, I kind of do remember that.
So the whole new era, the new album came out last month or whatever, and then teaming up obviously there with Doja Cat and Ray. I always feel sorry, like the other girls.
I know, yeah.
I know Jenny, I think, from Blackpink's doing really well as well, but others I don't think are doing the same. Maybe not on this side, not here anyway.
Does it seem a little bit though like the first person to leave the band doesn't do as well? Like if you look at Zayn, he didn't do amazingly out of One Direction.
True.
And if you look at Jessie out of Little Mix, like Jessie hasn't done incredible stuff.
No.
Like she's done a bit.
Did you know that Jessie's about to have twins?
I did not know that.
Yeah. She is about to have twins. Who would have known?
I didn't know that either. See, that's what I mean. She's not in the press that much.
Exactly. Point proven. She's spitting it to Emma and Dave, but the big news is that we have a brand new presenter joining us on Fully Charged on Monday the 28th of April, and that person is going to join us on the show after 8 o'clock this morning, so make sure you're with us. Very excited.
Very excited, but they're not doing the whole show. Just pop in for chat.
Just pop it in. Have to do the month's notice.
They're not contractually obliged yet, so don't be worried.
Have to finish up in the gig they're in.
Exactly.
You know, the month's notice and all the rest, lads, you know.
Exactly. Yourself.
Right, come here. Dave's 30th, it went off without a hitch earlier in the week. It was the adult kids party that we held in Jump Zone.
I promise today will be the last day we talk about it.
So it was so much fun. There's loads to get through. And because we've been so busy this week, there's something in particular that I haven't had a chance to bring to the show. So just in case you weren't familiar, a part of Dave's 30th was that I had to create a mix of music to DJ on the night, okay? And I was really stressed about this because, you know, I really wanted to impress Dave. We all know that Dave is an emo kid, and there's particular songs that mean a lot to him from his life, but there's a few kind of quirky ones he likes as well. But overall, emo kid, all right?
Yeah.
And I put a fair bit of thought and effort into this, and just to give you an idea of what made the mix.
Hell yeah.
Closing the goddamn door,
These are great songs.
You know, Dave, yeah. That's what I was thinking. These are songs that Dave will love. He's going to be so impressed. He's going to be so chuffed.
And I love
that
it.
He was.
Yeah.
But, as I said, I was pretty nervous as I was putting this together. Am I missing something? Is there something that Dave really loves that I'm forgetting here? I wonder. Does Dave, by any chance, have any of his Spotify playlists public?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, dear God. Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
So what I went and did was...
No.
I searched David Hammond on Spotify.
Oh, God, I don't know how to make them private.
I found his account.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like I discovered his secret teenage diary.
No.
Oh, he is about to be exposed.
I didn't. Oh, my God, I don't know how to make them private. I didn't know this.
He's going red. I discovered a variety of playlists, guys, under lots of different themes and names.
Oh, Christ.
One, which I really appreciated, was called Breathe, and it's a very long...
Yes, that is my profile. I was like, there's no way she found my profile.
I found it.
Breathe is one.
A nice extended long mix, obviously, if he's feeling a bit anxious. Then there's Feel Good Tunes.
Yeah.
There's Panic! i.e. Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
Then there's songs, Dave, a bit non-committal. I'm not going to put these on my playlist. He calls them Unsaved Tunes. And then this is the one I want to bring to your attention first.
Oh, no.
A playlist that was called Idea. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm curious as to what this idea was, because it features songs like these. I came in like a rainbow. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could.
God.
I have discovered gold. We're only getting started, by the way. I have so much more to walk through this
Christ.
Morning.
Oh, Christ.
What was the idea that you were working on there?
Your mind is going to be blown.
Right, talk to me.
Idea playlist was set in September of 2022 when we started this show.
Right.
That is the OG golden ticket.
No.
Those are the songs I chose. That, do you remember when me, you, and the other person who got fired demoed, and we played a game of the golden ticket that I brought to the thing?
Ah!
Those were the songs.
Ah, that's class.
Isn't that interesting?
My mind was like, I don't understand what idea he was working on here. Okay, listen. Darling, you listening, this is only part one of this exploration journey.
Oh, God.
You stick around, because next, I'm going to walk you through Dave's feel-good playlist, Mr. Emo Kid My Arse, and what on earth he was going through in 2016.
Oh, no.
More next. It spins fully charged, recharged. Just to bring you back, in case you weren't with us a few minutes ago, it was Dave's 30th this week, and we had the adult kids party at Jump Zone, and basically there was a 30-minute mix that I was tasked to create for Dave to play on the night, and I was thinking, okay, I need to get this right. You know, Dave is an emo kid in his heart. If he had it his way, all we would play on spin is music like this. I was stressed, okay? I really wanted to get this right for our Dave. I said, if I have one job choosing the music, I need to, like, really get into his mind. I was thinking of all his one more tunes that he's chosen over the years, and the ones that he really tried to get on air and couldn't, and blah, 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 blah. So I was happy enough with the mix that I went with. But as I was on this deep dive journey, I just said, I wondered, is there any chance, like, on Dave's Spotify that any of his playlists are public? And I went, I kind of felt like a bit of a creep. Like, I was kind of looking through his teenage.
It's a very private thing, isn't it?
It's a very private
thing. And someone needs to tell me how to work Spotify. Because it's a very private thing.
When I realised that I found David Hammond's profile on Spotify, I said, winner. And number two, when I discovered the type of playlist that he has made, I went, oh, dear God. I sent a screenshot to producer Callum saying, I have discovered gold. So, look, here we go. I walked through a little while ago one of his playlist that was called Idea, but we're only scratching the surface. This is Dave, who, you know, is like, yeah, oh, screamo, yeah, Central Bank, drink a monster, blah, blah, blah. Dave has a playlist called Feel Good, and it features songs like these. Take it easy, take it easy, try to cool it, girl, take it nice and slow.
Yeah.
So mind this, this guy. Don't mind him without a bother on him. Wow.
Look, my music taste knows no bounds.
The other thing that I kind of got a little bit, whew, wow, something was going on there.
Oh no.
I discovered the playlist of your...
I'm going to get sick. What have you discovered?
Your top songs in 2016.
That should be private.
Your most listened to songs in 2016. This is 9 years ago. What age were you? Well, you're nearly 30.
Yeah, I'm 20.
So 21.
I was 20. 20, yeah.
21. 21-year-old Dave was having a good time.
Oh, yeah,
it
would have been 21.
Yeah, you were having fun.
Okay, go on.
And you were, I don't know, hitting puberty?
I have a feeling I know what it is. Is it Stormzy?
Stormzy featured with Shut Up. You were, again, puberty.
Yeah.
I'm
21, I hit puberty.
I'm joking. No, babe. You were having a good time with what's going on. I'm so
new. Oh, my God.
Number two.
So embarrassing.
Those three songs all made the top 10 of your listening habits in 2016.
My ex used to say, and my ex who I was with in 2016 used to say, you have the music taste of a 14-year-old girl. That's what she used to say.
Listen, that was fun.
Oh my God.
Don't
what
mind
a
me.
Deep dive.
I'll just be on Dave's Spotify in my spare time. You're on Spin.
Wake up. Spin's fully charged. We play the hits. This is Spin. Wake up in the morning.
Vid
is on.
Hello, morning.
Hey, morning.
Did something yesterday, unfortunately, because it's something that I hoped to avoid in my lifetime. I'd love to get to, like, my deathbed and say, you know what I never did? I never used a scanner.
You never used a scanner?
I used a scanner for the first time yesterday in my whole life.
Do you know what? Not to make this about me, but I've never used a fax machine.
No, neither have I.
But a scanner, is that not just like a photocopier?
Yeah, but you're using it to scan stuff like to your email.
To your computer.
It was a whole different world for me. I didn't know. I had to do it for personal reasons, and I used the company one, obviously, because who has a scanner?
Yeah.
It wasn't even for me. It was for my boyfriend Jack. He needed something scanned to him.
Right.
And I was like, I can do this on my phone, babe. Isn't there like scanning apps?
Mm.
And the message I got back was, I'm kind of taking the piss here, but Mick here, sorry, excuse me. But good attempt and all, but can you please use a work one? It wasn't good enough quality, whatever I'd used on my phone.
I think the scanner on the phone is actually decent enough.
I thought it was too. Anyway, he wasn't happy with it, so I was here yesterday trying to use the scanner.
Do you know what's
what
so funny?
What a world, and what a new journey, and why do printers just not move with the times?
Yeah, it's gas. Pippa only bought a printer yesterday. And I was like, welcome to the 90s. Do you know what I mean? But
she works from home, doesn't she?
She works from home, but she doesn't have any paper, right?
Yeah.
And so what she did was she got one of them foolscap pages.
No, she didn't.
And she put that into the thing.
No, she didn't.
And she started printing on the lined paper.
Oh my God, brilliant.
But she was printing barcodes. And I was like, Pippa, you can't print on that. She was like, why not? I was like, because there's lines in the paper and lines on the barcode.
Oh my God, I want to know if that works out in the
end.
It
did not.
No,
I had to go and buy her paper.
The expensive situation buying paper.
It is.
Yeah, how much was a block of A4s?
A block of A4s was €9.
I hear.
Yeah, I was actually kind of shocked.
But I'm upset. It did work, in fairness, the whole thing. It just emailed me a document, and I was like, oh, that's kind of somewhat cool.
Later on, Pippa sent me a fiver for the paper. She was like, thanks so much. I was like, I'm so such a good boyfriend, I didn't tell her it was nine. Just let her away with it. Just let her away with the five. Don't you worry about that.
You're letting her know now. You're letting her know right now. This is Spin. Good morning. Spin with Emma and Dave.
Good morning.
But Emma and Dave, just us two, not for long. Listen, we have some really exciting news to bring you up to speed with. And we have someone brand new to introduce you to who will be joining us on Fully Charged on April 28th. We are buzzing. And we kind of announced our new presenter in a very unique way. It was at Dave's Adult Kids 30th party the other night. And there was a massive present in the room,
yeah.
A big box.
And everyone was wondering, what's the point in that?
There was a few people asking me to give them the old, tell me what the crack is.
I thought there was a big cake in it or something.
Who's in the box? Well, we gave you a little preview of that audio from the night the other day. and it's time to play it in full and bring you up to speed on who'll be joining us on the show. Let's cross back live to Jump Zone the other night. We do have something to tell you. Every single one of you that are here are about to hear information that nobody outside of Jump Zone right now knows.
No one in the world.
And no one will know for a while, so...
I was thinking that. Yous have all brought me presents today. And I thought that I would bring you a present as well.
Someone new will be joining us from Monday, April 28th on yes. Fully Charged. To find out who that person is, we need the loudest happy birthday song to Dave ever. Let's go. Happy birthday. Louder!
This is so self-indulgent.
Louder! Louder! Everybody, welcome Fiona Frawley to Fully Charged!
Oh my God, the name was said April 28th.
And would you look who it is in studio this morning? It's Fiona Frawley!
Oh my God, welcome Hello. To your new show.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Dave.
I did, as soon as she came in, I was like, just make sure and call me Mr. Hammond from
I
now
will,
on. That'd be
course.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Yep, no problem.
Appreciate that. How are you feeling?
I'm so excited.
Obviously, the announcement went up on Wednesday and it happened on Tuesday, though.
It did.
What happened? What are your memories? Because imagine one of those kind of moments, you don't really remember much.
I was obviously so excited, but I did low-key want to die as well. Like, I arrived at the party.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming in with their presents, you know, their big, like, Smith's bags, everything, the works, watermelon, famously.
Yeah.
And I was with my boyfriend, Dwayne, my partner in life and love, and he was like, you don't have a present, like your cover is completely blown. And I was like, no one cares about me here. No one's looking at me.
Should we be looking at you?
So we're literally in the middle of Jump Zone, surrounded by loads of people. You're there like in disguise as a regular punter.
In disguise in a pair of Adidas tracksuit bottoms. No one would ever know. But so then we saw the box and Callum was like, here's the box you're going to jump out of, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, first of all, alarm bell when I saw how small the
interior
hole. Well, no, the interior was, sorry for want of a better word.
The door.
It was a small hole, is what you're saying.
That I had to get out of. I was like, I wouldn't be the best with like...
Holes?
Fine motor skills. Yeah, no, I'm great with holes. But, like, girls. But like with like fine motor skills or like any sort of movement, I was like, I'm going to fall. I'm going to like, or like my head's going to get
She was so nervous beforehand. Like, we did it. I was in the back and I was just like, how are you feeling? She was like, yeah, I'm going to fall. I just know I'm going to fall.
Or else I didn't know if the box was going to be wheeled out and like the bottom of it would fall and my arse would just be hanging out like dragging along the carpet.
You know what you see all the time like during the Eras tour, that they're like, Taylor Swift's
yes.
in that box being wheeled around to get onto the stage or whatever. Here's Fiona Frawley at Jump Zone and Santry. We're launching you on spin. You're being put in a box.
I did exactly. really want to spin the box just to, you know
just
what I mean? Really freak out.
Right?
I was like a fish in a exactly
yeah.
like a fish in a goldfish bowl.
My main concern, like when I walked in and saw the box, I was like, oh, they think a celeb is coming out of here. Like, you know, if it's like we've got a surprise, it's in the box. And it's like you think it's gonna be like Samantha Mumba. You think it's gonna be
Joel Corry's here.
Yes,
DJ.
Oh my God, Joel, please, that's who came to mind. And then so that's what was mostly killing me, that like I was gonna jump out and that. Like the whole crowd was going to be like, oh, she thinks she's someone.
And yes, it did.
Which is the
happen.
Most Irish fear ever.
The second
well, no,
you
I
came out, everyone was like, woo!
I mean, they were like, sure. Like, especially when you framed it as, I'm going to give something back to you. They were like, whoa,
gift for you.
What is that? And then they were like, okay, it's some girl.
Here's a girl in a box.
But anyway, stop they were all like, that. Okay, cool. Can I go bounce now? You have my slushy.
Oh, God.
But no,
come
it
here.
Was stunning.
Listen, those who've you know seen the press release and everything do the rounds the last couple of days might know your backstory. You belonged on radio for quite some time.
Girl.
Yeah. You're a comedian. That's your bread and butter. You won't be too sleepy coming in here now in the morning, will you, after?
No, it'll be grand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take a bit of a backseat maybe from comedy now. Like, you know, I don't need
don't be saying that.
I thought you, genuinely thought you were going to say, do you know what, I'll probably take a backseat with the radio stuff.
Yeah, I probably won't be here too much.
Okay. Speaking of other comedians seem to hate spin. They I always see like Simon Hennessy doing videos of like Spin 103 doing the chicken fillet roll humour. And I absolutely love it, but you're now part part of that. You're part of that crew, and you're part of the Spin 103.8 crew. How do you feel about going to be talking about the number 40 bus and chicken fillet rolls and Barry's or Lions, Fiona? Barry's or Lions? Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, who's getting the paycheck at the end of the day? Are you making any money off this, Vince? I don't think so. So you will take a job in here immediately.
Honestly, we love when comedians take the mick out of us. So we're really, really looking forward to you hopefully doing the exact same, even though you are an employee.
No, everything I do here will be 100% in earnest. Yeah. And if you ask me to review a chicken fillet roll, sadly, it's not the first time I've had to do that for a job. So I will do it again. I will break down the density of the lettuce shreds.
Who's your favourite Barry Keoghan?
Probably the original Barry. Probably Barry.
Listen, we are absolutely buzzing.
It's going to be amazing. April 28th is when the new show launches. Fiona, I'm absolutely buzzing. And welcome to the show.
Thank you,
welcome,
guys.
Honey.
I love it. Woo!
All right, I told you, today will be the last day I talk about this adult kid's birthday party at Jump Zone. But I have only kind of finished like opening presents and reading all the cards and doing all that kind of stuff. And I can't thank everyone who came enough because
The
kindness was unbelievable. So yeah. Basically...
It's a little bit like... Okay, emotional is a strong word, but like
it is touching, it really is. So I got so many like sweets and Easter eggs and chocolate and stuff like that, and I gifted that all to everyone in the office because everyone in the office works here works so hard, and so I put it upstairs and
everyone who works here are vultures.
Yeah, but they do work hard, and I put it up in the canteen, and I sent my first all out email, by the way, and I just said there's a truckload of sweets and treats up in the canteen, go wild.
What a flex.
Oh my god, it felt fantastic.
Yeah.
To do so.
Yeah.
There was just like an almost stampede of people towards the fifth floor kitchen, and I rocked up to give more, and they were like, happy birthday Dave, thanks so much for this, while taking three Easter eggs at a time. I also got a load of toys and stuff like that as well, which I'm dropping to Crumlin Children's Hospital today, so very excited to do that.
You heard back from them in the end about
I rang back yesterday, and so they said to drop it off later on today.
That's so great,
very excited.
So if you drop Dave a present to his party of the day, you legend, it's going to go to a kid who is in Crumlin Hospital right now. So that's
really, really
unreal.
But what I did do was I went through every single birthday card that I got. It's because at 4:30 on Tuesday, we had like a kids party, and it was like until 6:00. And then at 6:30, the adults party started. So I got a load of cards from kids that were like drew them themselves or wrote them themselves, which I really, really thought was very entertaining. So I thought I'd go through a couple of them because some of them are genuinely quite hilarious. Because this one starts off with, happy birthday, Dave. Hope you have a great kid's birthday from Orla, Isabel, Orla, Aisling and Mia. Can you please play Dua Lipa Love Again?
Oh, perfect. Perfect request in there.
Request straight in. Happy birthday, Dave. You still look 21 from a distance from Sophie and James. Appreciate it.
Good humour from those kids.
Good humour. This one just says to Dave, we all listen every morning from Kai, aged 4. And that's his handwriting.
Oh, no, stop.
It's like if you wrote it with your toe. Kai, I appreciate it so much. Dear Dave, have the best birthday ever in the absolute world. Whole world from Naomi.
Go on, Naomi.
I appreciate you so much.
And on the left hand side of that page, she just wrote, Yeah. Maybe she likes that Usher song.
This person on the front of the card drew a picture of a banana and said,
yes,
to Dave, happy birthday. I know you love bananas. And then they just went, put the golden ticket back at 8:15, please. From Willow, Isabel, Erin, and Harlow. Put the golden ticket back at 8:15.
Guys,
I really enjoyed
feedback. Really appreciate the feedback. It's always good to know what the vibes
person
are.
Drew me, and they said, in 30 years, you'll be 60. So, and then they just wrote, slay. With absolutely no name, to be fair, I wouldn't put a name on that either. To Dave, I hope you have a great party and a great birthday on the day. I enjoy listening to radio every morning so much and can't wait to meet you and maybe Emma.
Aww,
from Katie.
I'll take that, that's fine.
This person said, we got you this music kit that is definitely meant for a 30-year-old and not a 3-year-old.
Aw, legends.
It's on the way to Crumlin Children's Hospital, thank you very much. This one was funny, it said, to Dave, we love listening to you. From Jake, Carter, Teddy and Mammy. And I was like, Jake Carter? But no, it's from Jake and Carter.
Yeah, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
This one is a green card and written on it is green pen.
Oh, hard.
Happy birthday, Dave. From Janet, Jaden, Avery and Asher. Appreciate you guys. This one says, today, happy birthday. We hope you have a great day full of fun. Also, we think that it's weird that you're inviting 200 kids to your birthday. Do you know what? That's absolutely fair.
Legend.
That was a producer Callum idea, I'll have you know. But happy to have you there. So those are that's a vibe of the... That's a vibe of the birthday cards.
You have to keep them forever. Like, honestly, but if you're lucky enough to have grandkids someday, you need to go, well, kids, right? This one time we did this mad thing.
And yeah, it was crazy.
All these kids from across Dublin wrote me cards. So sweet.
And I'm going to keep all of them forever. There's loads more. There's like 100 cards in here. But I'm going to keep them all and I appreciate it so much. So as I said, there's the cards. I'm going to keep them. I gave the sweets and everything to the office. I'm donating all the toys to Crumlin Shindles Hospital later on today.
But
I want to give you something as well in the form of money.
Mm.
And we're going to do that in a bit, so stick around for that. Because
this is the final thing you want.
It's not a lot of money, but I want to give it. I want to give you something.
You're a good lad.
Yeah. Today is the last day I'm going to talk about this adult kid's birthday party that I had on Tuesday for my 30th.
There's still a few things on your desk to get through, and then, like, you know, the theoretical desk of like getting some stuff cleared.
So basically, on the day I got a lot of presents. All the toys are going to Crumlin Children's Hospital. All the sweets were eaten by people in the office who worked very, very hard. So they all thank you very much for them. And I got a load of birthday cards that I'm going to keep. However, the interesting thing is I also got a load of scratch cards. I got €72 worth of scratch cards. Now, when I say €72, that's before I scratch them. They're just, I counted up the amount of money.
Some are €3, some are €5,
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah, but like some cost €3, some cost €5, some cost €1. I got so many of them that they accumulated to €72 mm-hmm. worth of scratch cards, right? I have scratched every single scratch card. Mm-hmm. I have gone through it thoroughly. Like, I'd say about 4 times. You know,
some of them were complicated enough, weren't they?
They really were. You know the way Santa checks his list twice? I check it 4 times, just to be absolutely sure. I check every single scratch card 4 times, all right? I have an amount of money that all of those scratch cards accumulate to, right? All of the winnings. And basically, if you get closest to the winnings, I will gift you the money.
Okay, you're being very sound here, giving everything away. So listen, what we're asking so is, have a guess. €72 worth, what are the winnings?
Yeah.
Closest to will win the lot this morning, because Dave is being sound.
087-711-1038. How much did I win on the scratch cards? If you guess it spot on or the closest, I will gift you that money, that amount of money.
Okay, nice one. This is fun.
Yeah, listen.
Have a crack at it, all right?
It's a bit of crack. It's not going to be thousands, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it could be,
I don't know. But it's fun. It's a good amount of money, I think. So listen, whatever you think it is, put your guesses in, 087-711-1038. If you're closest or if you're spot on, I will gift you that money.
Get in touch now.
So basically, I was telling you that this is the last week and the last day that I will tell you all about the adult kid's birthday party that I had on Tuesday. But basically, I got a lot of presents and I got a lot of cards, and I'm keeping all the cards and I will read them when I'm 60 years old, even in another 30 years.
He literally is keeping nothing for himself here, which is
apart from the cards.
You're the dude who was like, bring me a present.
Yeah, I know, but then
I felt bad.
And I was kind of more thinking, you know, bring me like a 1 cent coin wrapped in a little rubber band. And I'm like, that's a lovely present. That's a fantastic
present. But people actually made a huge effort,
and I was genuinely really emotional about it, so thank you so much. So all of the toys that I got, all of the like kind of stuff, is going to be donated to Crumlin Children's Hospital. I'm doing that later on today. All the chocolate and sweets and stuff that I got was donated to the office here in Spin and all the other radio stations that work here, and they went mental for it, so thank you very much for that. The birthday cards I'm keeping, but I also got a lot of scratch cards as well, which I thought was interesting. So I scratched them all. It came to a certain amount of money, and you need to guess that amount of money. If you can, I will gift you that amount of money.
Closest to?
Closest to, right. Or if you're spot on.
Let's see how people are getting on with this. Yeah, let's do a little ring.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hello.
Emma, morning. It's Emma and Dave from Spin. How are you?
Morning, Emma.
Good. How are you?
We're good. All right. What is your scratch card amount guess?
270.
270. That is quite a lot of money. Emma, I can tell you that it's lower than that.
All right. Get another guess in, Em. Thanks, Pet.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck,
bye.
Emma.
Hello, is that Kerry? How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good, love.
Kerry, good morning. All right, what do you think the scratch card amount has come to?
I guess 545.
Ooh, that'll be lovely on a Friday.
Oh, Kerry, I can tell you that it's a lot lower than that.
All right, get another guess in, Kerry. Thanks, girl.
See you, Kerry.
I'm going to get another guess in. Thanks, bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Hello, is that Maria? Maria, what's your guess? How many winnings do you think Dave has accumulated?
I just guessed €8.
€8, a nice humble 8 quid.
I can tell you, Maria, it's more than that. It's more than that.
Okay.
All right, but get another guess in and the best of luck.
Grafting.
Cheers, hon.
Good luck, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, is that Sonia?
It is, yeah.
It's Emma and Dave giving you a call from Spain. How are you?
Hey, Sonia. All right.
How are you?
What do you think?
Oh, good. Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you, Sonia. What do you think the scratch card amount has come to?
I think 75.
75.
75.
Yeah. Sonia, I can tell you it's a little bit less than that.
Okay, you're really starting to point people in the right direction here. Sonia, get another guess in, gal.
I need another.
You text in another guest and the best of luck, Sonia.
I will.
Good luck.
I will. Thank you.
Paul, good morning.
Morning, Paul. All right, you put in a guess for the scratch card amount. How much do you think I've got?
€26.
€26. Paul, I can tell you that it's more than that. I'm sorry, Paul.
No way.
Get another guess in.
Have a great day, Paul. Good luck.
Yeah, no worries.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're starting to make shapes here, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a bit more of a ballpark to play with.
There is, and I'm hoping if someone gets it spot on. I haven't looked at any of the texts now yet, but I will, and if someone gets it absolutely spot on, we will be ringing them.
Okay. And then otherwise, closest to takes
that's
off.
It. That's
nice
it.
Nice one. All right, 087-711-1038. Dave will give you a few quid on this morning show. Happy Friday.
So, on Tuesday, we held the biggest adult kids party in Jumpzone in Central Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. And it was for my 30th, and it was a bit of crack. And I got so many presents and so many cards and so many like sweets and chocolate and stuff like that, which I've all donated apart from the birthday cards, and keep them and read them when I'm 60. And I'm really enjoying that because I think it'll be fun to show my kids, hey, look, this was me when I was 30. I had a load of friends.
Maybe you can track down those kids in 30 years and see how their lives are going now.
Yeah. GDPR reasons, I could not, Emma.
That is true.
But I got a load of scratch cards for my birthday as well. And so I thought, why don't I give the amount of money away? So I have been slaving away trying to scratch all these scratch cards and get a specific amount of money that is the winnings. And I have finally got that amount of money. And it was €72 worth of scratch cards, but the winnings obviously equates to a different amount.
Exactly.
So I was asking you, can you guess that amount that I won?
It's pure fluke, obviously.
If so, I will gift you that money.
All right.
Simple as that.
We've had so many guesses on this.
This was huge. This blew up.
This is the first person to have the
very first person to text in was this person on the phone. We're going to do cash machine rules. So that's one ring.
Okay.
Five rings, no more. That's two rings.
Hello.
Hiya, Connor. It's Emma and Dave from Spain.
Yes.
Connor, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm actually outside the creche here at the moment.
All right.
Dropping kids to school.
Connor, I've got a load of scratch cards for my birthday. I'd like you to tell me the amount you think that I got in winnings.
My guess is €53.
Your guess is €53. Connor, I can tell you that you've just won €53!
Perfect, thank you.
You are very welcome, congratulations, and you didn't have to do any of the scratching.
You're so good, thank you.
Congratulations, Connor.
We were sitting here...
I'm literally outside the creche as the creche teacher has taken my daughter in here as well.
I'll tell her, it's not the cash machine, but it's €53.
Not bad, Connor.
You're very good, thank you.
You were the first person in with that guess. Nice one to you, sir. Any plans for the weekend? I know you have to go.
Maybe an Easter hunt over the weekend with the kids?
Very nice.
Enjoy. Thank you for listening, Connor. Have a good one.
Good luck, Connor.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Bye.
So you literally have nothing for yourself now, you big E. Just...
I have nothing for myself now. I do have a lot of birthday cards that'll make good reading. So yeah, what a wild time. That was fun, though.
That's everything gone.
That's everything off. Yeah, it's off me. I think I kept one thing, and that was a mug. It was like a mug for my tea.
Yeah, cause what's the mug say? Look, we have to do this crap again.
Yeah, something like that.
Grumpy-esque.
And I don't think the children of Crumbs Hospital want it. Do you know what I mean? I don't think they want a tea mug.
Fair enough.
So I was like, right,
fair
I'll
enough.
Keep that. Rise and shine, wake up in the morning.
Morning.
Good morning. What's going on? Welcome to the weekend. Emily's five-word weather was a bit threatening.
What did it say?
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Why do we love doing that?
That's quite scary, Emily. But you know what? Fair enough, because I've heard it's supposed to get absolutely miserable next week. So let us enjoy it while we can.
Honestly, there's people in this office showing their bare legs the last few days. Shorts and all.
Emma hates skin. He hates it.
Oh, I wish. Do you know what? Every day this week I've been like, go and wear something summery to work. It's nice, but it's still real cold at 5:30.
It is cold enough in the mornings.
And then when you leave after work, you're like, oh, El Scorchio, get me out of here. Listen, it's 9:05 on a Friday, and it's time for this.
Oh, really? This is when we do that now?
It is.
Interesting.
This is One More Tune. Your job is to choose the final song of the show, the song to launch the weekend, okay? You've got three choices. One will be mine, one will be Dave's, and one will be producer Callum. He's away in England at a wedding, but he's left his One More Tune today. So you vote for the song that you want to close the show, essentially. I've gone for this. You are. Montana and Unforgettable, a song that I feel is just impossible to get sick of. It's years old now, which is hard to believe. If you'd like to hear it to close the show, it's a sunny Friday. Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038.
Mine's a bit of a rogue choice, but it's still a band. It was stuck in my head all of last weekend, so I texted Callum on Sunday that I wanted it to be my One More Tune for this Friday.
That's passion, man.
I've gone for this. It's cheesy, it's good vibes, it's summery, and I love it. That is The Vamps. It's called Last Night. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, then I need your vote. It's the word Dave in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
God only knows, but Callum's left us.
I may not be here this week, but I'm trying to get my winning streak back up and running again, and I have gone for this. And I'm glad I crashed the wedding. Yes, I'm in the UK at my friend's wedding, so why not have a wedding-themed song? That's Busted, the 2023 re-recording of Crash the Wedding. I'm not going to be doing any wedding crashing while I'm over in the UK, because I'm not that kind of guy.
Get on with it, Callum.
If you want to hear that on the show, at the end of the show, just WhatsApp the word Callum, C-A-L-L-U-M, to 087-711-1038.
Wrap it up there, Callum. Wrap it up. My God. Sorry about that.
No, what's annoyed us now is that Callum's after, he's after going too far there.
And he went into my category.
That's what I'm saying. Too far. That's your category. Get his paws off Busted.
Sure, look, it is what it is.
French Whatever. Montana, Unforgettable, that's my pick. Emma in a WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's The Vamps of Last Night. It's Dave in a WhatsApp. Don't worry about Callum.
Yeah, don't worry about Callum. Before I go a minute or a second further, warning, warning, warning.
What? Warnings are boring.
Well, warning, 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 in case people, you know, think this is a bit smutty or whatever. But essentially, all I'm talking about here in the next few minutes are legitimate place names. But they sound really rude, right? So, like, let's just be straight on this. This is your warning.
Yeah. To be fair, you've done this before with Worcestershire, Cumhardy.
That was it. Yeah. It was,
do you remember
it
those towns?
Cumhardy.
Cumhardy was a weird thing in
and
the UK.
Non-surprisingly, we're heading back to the UK on the story as well. Dave, I remember the time that you and your dad went to that match in England and you came back and you did, like, a game on the show of Real or Fake.
Oh, yeah, because my auntie lives in London, but there's a lot of weird places around London, like Potterbury and, you know, all these weird places, yeah.
You were just coming across all the signposts going, like, we have to do like a Real or Fake on this because they're so bizarre. So basically, because of their oddities in name, for fun, people in the UK, they've launched this tour. They're calling it the most immature road trip you could do.
Okay.
Where you visit the place names of these dodgy areas, right? They're not dodgy areas. They just sound dodgy. They're probably lovely areas. They're probably very affluent and all the rest. They just happen to have these unfortunate names. So if you want to go on this tour in the UK... Now, again, I'm warning you. These are just place names. You can't complain about me. I'm just saying place names.
I think you've done enough warnings then.
You start on this immature road trip in a place called Twat.
Yay!
You wind through Cockbridge and Dick Place in Scotland before heading
Slow down, slow down. I need to picture it. I need to visualise it. So we're in Twat.
We're in Twat at the moment.
And we're driving... what are we driving? We're driving maybe a nice...
A Vespa.
Mm. Oh, and we're on a little motorbike, aren't we?
Yeah, and I've got a little scarf around my head.
Beep. And we've got the red motorbike helmets on. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Are you on the back or are you driving?
You're driving, I'm beside you.
Okay, are you in one of those little sidecars?
Yeah. Okay, it's very affluent, good. Darling.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so we start off in Twat.
We're in Twat.
And then where do we go? Where to next, Emma?
Darling, we're heading to Cockbridge.
We're going to, Cockbridge. Oh, I love Cockbridge. But I'm looking forward to what's after Cockbridge.
Well,
what's after Cockbridge?
Well, in Scotland, darling, we will go to Dick Place.
Of course we've got to go to Dick Place.
And while in the area, we'll head south to Cockermouth.
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 Cockermouth. Mm. That's worse than Cockermouth.
No, darling. It's down there. We'll head to Chesterfield's Cock Alley. And we'll wrap up in Butthole Lane on Sheepshead.
Butthole Lane.
That is
what a crying shame.
There's not even like, there's not even a something slightly that could be otherwise.
The grand finale, the final stop in this immature tour, they're calling it, is Shitterton. It's called Shitterton. Yeah. And it's indoor set. The
Yo,
whole journey
Bella.
Is 970 miles and that's the crack. And I think, good morning, Discover Ireland. Because we are missing a trick.
There's already voice notes coming in. If those voice notes are complaints, we warned you.
Oh, yeah, baby. Ask Discover Ireland. Get on it and bring us an immature road trip in Ireland, please. We will start in Kildare, Dave.
Okay, I'm trying to think where...
Irish accents now, okay?
Kilcock?
We're going to start in Kilcock, all right?
Oh, I got that right.
Spot on. And then we're going to head north and we're going straight to Knobbar.
Yeah, I was going to say in County Meath, isn't
Only about an hour's drive, yeah, into Meath. Then we're going to go down to Offaly.
And we're going to go to...
Blue Ball. Ah, what a great spot. Some people find it a bit uncomfortable there. we're heading down to Limerick there to Effin. Not the most smutty.
Nah,
but then we're
going
to cross east to Fannystown and to Bastardstown. Both in Wexford.
Really?
Fannystown and Bastardstown, yep. They're about 2 hours from Effin now, this place. Then we're going to go north. We're going to go to Cockhill and Donegal.
Okay, hold on. So we're in north and we're in Cockhill. Oh, yeah, lovely.
We spin up to Cockhill now.
Yes, we do.
And then...
we're going back down.
We're going to head kind of around the same area in Donegal, about 30 or 40 minutes. We're going to go to Muff. Right?
Class.
And then because we've done such a long trip, we're going to head off on an island trip. Loch Corrib in Galway. The island is called Willy Rogue Island.
Amazing.
Willy Rogue Island.
Willy by name, Willy by nature.
Amen.
I heard there's a lot of bushes in Muff.
I actually heard so too. There's a trim in that.
Bit
area,
of a trim, yeah.
He's been spoiled rotten all this week, obviously. Dave's 30th for you listening. We had it in Jumpstone the other day. But just when you think that's over now, just relax for the weekend.
Yeah, no more talk about Dave being 30.
You need to go and entertain the masses again tomorrow at your legitimate, well, not your legitimate, it was very legitimate the other day, but in your, like, the version of the 30th that you were never looking forward to, which was we need to get the family together and dress up and get some friends together and all that.
That was the whole reason I was doing the whole, you know, adult kids birthday party, because I was like, you just want that. You want to have that crack that you had when you
were
10 years old.
But you still actually have a family who expect to do something with you too.
Exactly, so you have to do the whole, you know, dress up and go out for a meal and go out for drinks with the family and friends. And
what do you have
family friends
lined up on this? Because obviously I'm coming along tomorrow. I finally figured out what I'm wearing.
Okay, exciting.
Which is good. I think I'm going to go kind of glam.
Oh, are you?
I think it's because of the weather.
Very casual drinks.
Oh, damn. Why does no one let you dress up anymore? It's so annoying. Every time you're like, yeah, I think I'm going to... Nah, don't. Everyone's wearing jeans.
It's in an old man's pub. My uncles will all be there in like... jeans.
Oh, I'm so sick of this. So and you know what it is? I'll be happy to get in the jeans tomorrow probably.
Yeah.
It's just the weather.
Yeah,
today
is
giving
lovely.
Me summer dress
this
vibes.
This pub doesn't even have like a beer garden.
Why did you have it somewhere that doesn't have a beer garden?
I just like it. I like this place. I want like a quiet area. Good, like just come for it. You know what I mean? I was just telling my family. I was like, there's nothing, there's no pressure. Just come for a drink and enjoy it. But I am a little bit apprehensive now, to be honest, because obviously it's tomorrow. And I remember like last time I had like an actual party that I organised. I was like for my 18th, do you know what I mean? And I was so nervous. And like, I was in bits by the end of it because I was so anxious about it.
My little village where I grew up in, called Ballydough Upper in County Waterford, is where I had my 21st, and DJ Marty Guilfoyle DJ'd, which
That's
was definitely
so cool.
One of the most random things he's ever done in his career. And someone spilled a drink all over his amps.
Oh no!
I'll never forget it.
See,
but anyway, back to tomorrow.
I asked Marty to along to the party, but he says he has a gig. So he said, if the pub is in Mullingar, I'll go. I said, it is not. It's in Dublin.
Will we be fed?
I don't know. it's at like 7. So I'd like, do I have to order food and all? Like,
no, I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I'll see if I can get a few like platters or something like that.
My dad was busy cooking you a burger at my 30th. What's John doing?
I know. Well, he's not going to bring the barbecue into the pub, is he? But you know, I'm nervous about like, obviously family members are going to be there, but then there's also going to be workmates and there's going to be like my home friends as well. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, the thought of all of them people mixing is... interesting. Will there be weird people from work talking to my family, and will my family, weird people in my family, be talking to people at work? And it's
very anxiety fueling, those things.
Isn't
I remember
like?
Looking back at my 21st going, I wish that this whole event was not for me, so I could hang out with all my favourite people and not like have to, because like I'd have a friend in Wexford who I knew from work who would have no idea who this pal is from Dublin. So
yeah,
I've never had like a massive girl gang from school or whatever.
Right, okay.
I've like a friend here and a friend there and
I'm
blah,
the
blah,
same.
But like a lot of them don't know each
other.
I've
loads of little different groups,
yeah,
you know what I mean, along with my family.
Yeah.
But then I was just like sitting there chilling out and the CEO of our company walks up to me and he's like, happy birthday. And I was like, oh, it's not for a couple of days. Like, you're fine. And he was like, you're having a party. And I was like, yeah, this Saturday. And he was like, thanks for the invite. And I was like, oh, crap. Do I have to invite the CEO now?
Have you invited many people from in here?
No.
I date.
I think you.
Really?
You and
Callum, who can't go.
Yeah, Callum, who can't go. Yeah, that's kind of it. I didn't want it to be too big. It's just a couple of drinks with family and friends.
Are you
going to
have 30 kisses?
Hell no.
I will organise that.
No.
Is there music?
I don't think so.
So what are we actually doing here?
You're just sitting around having a drink and then go on your own way. If you want to go to town, you go to town. I'm going home to bed. I'm going home to watch the Masters.
Ah, this sounds like terrible crap.
It is, and I can't wait.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to find Grania, your ma.
Yeah.
Who I haven't met. Oh, and we're going to have a good chat.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
And if I was anxious before, now I'm fantastic. Now I feel great.
My aim, so if you're not going to entertain me with a band or anything like that, I will entertain myself by the time I leave here, Grania and I are best friends.
Oh, God.
I'll have your mom's number by the end of tomorrow night. Get ready. Spin 103X
Golden Tits. Yes, it is finally that time where we are going to give away a holiday. Today's the day. This is the moment. I can feel it.
Good. Brilliant.
Because it's Friday. The sun is out. The vibes are good this week. Town is hopping. I think it's time to give away this holiday.
We're back, baby.
We are so back.
On to pay this morning is Jessica. Any plans for the weekend, gal?
I'm going to go to Wexford with my boyfriend, hopefully.
Very nice.
If the weather keeps up.
Do you have a place down there? Like, is it Rosslare you're going to go to?
It's in Corktown. My boyfriend's family has a mobile, so
amazing.
Good to see us that for the weekend. Yeah.
My friend's family has one as well. I'd say it's 3 or 4 summers ago now we went down, but oh my God, crack. It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's so good. Yeah,
it's
nice little break for the weekend. Yeah.
Nice one, Jessica. And what's the story for today before you head off for your weekend? What do you got for the day?
I'm actually going to mind my baby niece, so
good.
I'll be babysitting.
What age is she?
She's nearly one. She's going to be one in May.
Are you just
very good.
So smitten?
Yeah. I love her so much. I'm the godmother, so
oh,
I have responsibility.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're like, no, you're yes,
yeah.
You're an auntie. Sorry, I'm actually
yeah.
a godmother.
Yeah,
I'm the godmother.
I love it, Jessica. All right, and have you had a holiday at all this week that was abroad?
This year, sorry.
No, not this year.
Not this year. All right, well, let's see.
We have one booked for August. But
amazing. Where are you going to go?
That's a while away. We have Palma. We're going to Palma.
Oh,
so
stunning. All right, well, let's see if we can get you away before then. We want to send you to Fort Ventura. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Jessica?
Briefly, but if you could run it through it again, that'd
I
be great.
I will, of course. All right, in essence, the game is some songs are going to play and you need to guess the songs and artists. It's as simple as that, right? 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, Jessica, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist, so that's good. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song, but if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Jessica?
Yeah, that's perfect.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, I'm good.
You're
you
all
explained
good.
Them very well.
All right, happy.
Good, yeah.
You explained them very well. Fair play. Thanks, Jessica.
Where are you from?
Tala.
Jessica from Tala. The
good
best
luck,
of luck. All right, we got 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. But she moves like lightning
and she counts to 3. She turns out all the lights. She's
coming for me. Posh English fella.
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
All right, girl. Yeah, that song was everywhere for quite some time. George Ezra is the lad you were trying to think of, and
George
the song
Ezra,
is called Green Green Grass. But not to worry, we're back to a brand new game, 25 seconds back in the clock. So let's just forget about that and start afresh.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it, Jessica. Here we go. A brand new game, 25 seconds on the clock, and a brand new song. One plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself.
Oh no, come on, you got it.
You know this, lad. It was, the song was everywhere.
Oh, I do know it, I do know it. Noah Can.
Yes, yes, stop the clock.
Yes, beautiful. I was about to say, you know what, we had people texting.
I do know,
like,
it, it's overplayed.
Yes, get people in, please, yeah. Stop playing that song.
Yeah.
Okay, it had, do you know what it turned out having? It had the, like, Dance Monkey feel in the end where people were just so fed
vibes, yeah.
Listen, yeah. Grand job, how are we doing?
We are on good. 9 seconds left, and we are on to song two. Not bad. It's doable. We'll see how we go, Jessica.
Okay.
We're on to 9 seconds, and song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Jazzy, Giving Me?
Yes.
Stop the clock.
Well done, girl. Jazzy, Giving Me, song two in the bag.
Very, very good. All right, that's song two, and we have 3 seconds left, Jessica. Okay. But let's just see how we go, see how far you can get. Let's go with song three. Yeah. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I sparkle, I sun in June.
No clue.
I sparkle, sun in June. That's the brand new one.
No, I don't know that one.
Do you know whose voice that actually is singing for a change? It's Calvin Harris's voice.
Yeah, it's Calvin Harris's voice, and he's singing a song called Smoke the Pain Away, which is his brand new one.
Oh no, I never heard that one.
That's all right. That's what happens with the golden ticket. It tends to kind of go from easier and it kind of progressively gets a little bit tougher.
Course, yeah.
Look, girl, it was so nice to talk to you. Go enjoy every second of your time in Wexford in the sunshine today. And thank you for listening.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
Good luck, Jessica. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. We play again on Monday. I have a little bit more faith in the game again now because
so do I.
For a while there I was trying to get really worried.
Jessica was a good player.
She was a really good player. It's totally doable. We've given away the golden ticket time and time again before. If you're not familiar with it, we used to play it after 8 o'clock. Maybe that's why. So look, if you want to register to play on Monday, it's just golden on a WhatsApp, please.
Do it.
7711 1038.
Just the weekend to practice too.
Exactly that. Go enjoy every last ray of sunshine you can today. And you're probably going, oh, would you wish up? I'm sitting in an office all day. Huh. Let people go home and enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, it is time to give you the results of one more tune, shall we? Well, I came dead last. The Vamps and Last Night. Fantastic tune, I thought. But it wasn't to be. 10% of the vote.
Oh, dearie dee.
With 40% of the vote.
Oh.
Was producer Callum with Busted and Crashed the Wedding. An interesting choice, my kind of vibe. With 50% of the vote, first place, Emma Nolan.
Nice one. Thank you so much. This is so summery and so much fun. Enjoy your weekend. If you want to catch the podcast, massive show today. Fully charged, recharged. You'll find it wherever you want on podcast.
You're our brand new presenter.
Yes, indeed. Enjoy the weekend.
Good luck.
Away.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.